Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be the conversation. I'm getting used to it too, people. Cut me some slack here. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can always check out the stories. Tell me you like them, you don't like them, whatever it is. Just, you know what, get involved and get engaged at that level. Some of you say you don't want to hear your voice. This is why I say, you know, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, before I get to my guest, you know, at the break, as usual, Rick Renee is not afraid to embrace all the extremist words. As a matter of fact, you would think he sounds like me a little bit, because nothing slows him down, nothing gets in his way. And he's willing to put his beliefs out there and step out on them. Oh, my God, can you imagine? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, lots going on in the news, lots that I want to get to that I'm probably not going to get to. But I want to get back to something we were talking about earlier that I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to really dive into deep, because this is where it starts. Now, many of you know I'm on a local school board, right? And for those that I know, my little trollers that listen and going to get all bent out of shape, just remember one thing. Any email, any message, any text or what have you send to an elected official is public information. I hope you guys knew that. That's right. I mean, they can ask for copies of it. Whoever can ask for a copy of it and get it. So I want to make sure you understand that. But what they try to do is they try to shut you down by I don't want to say embarrassing you, because it takes a heck of a lot more than that for me. But they try to use the words that will make you feel bad, make you want to run away from. Remember, I told you the biggest problem with the word racist today is it doesn't mean anything anymore. They have used it in so many ways for so many things. When, again, at one point in time in my life, if I heard the word racist, I'd freak out. What makes them think I'm a racist? What did I say? What was it that I put out there to lead them to believe that that's what I am? And as I told you earlier, this is how things happen. So the NAACP comes into an area. And not just them. There are other groups, too. This one just happens to be them. Did not like the way the parade went down. Some car came into the parade that didn't even have the Confederate flag, but a little square portion of what looked like a Confederate flag. And that gave the NAACP the right to put out misinformation that basically said that there were elected officials, Republican elected officials, that gladly, basically, that we were happy to be part of this. And the funny thing about that is, again, they forget all their sins. This is not a what if or what about. This is a truth. Right? Your governors are dressed up in blackface that you let them get away with it. The racist comments that Joey B says on a regular basis. No, not a word from the NAACP. No. But the real irritant here is that there was a celebration of this country. That's what the real irritant for them is. Now, this person also is upset about the Gadsden flag. Couldn't believe that such an appalling flag. And a divisive parade. With no thought of caring the impact it would have on the BIPOCs. Now, I had to go look that one up. Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. So, this person feels like anytime you do anything that would offend a group, you have to not do it. And go, unless, of course, it offends white Christians. That's okay. That's simple. So that I should be totally ashamed of associating myself with such an event. It will destroy the unity that the NAACP is attempting to strengthen. Well, you can't strengthen it when you spew misinformation. That doesn't strengthen, it makes it worse. And they're good at it. Right? They have a problem with the don't tread on me flag. Can somebody enlighten me? Somebody I trust? Can you enlighten me how the don't tread on me flag somehow is of a racist movement? Right? They said that the Missouri law enforcement official said that the flag represented some of the most common symbol displayed by the right-wing terrorist organizations. Right. Patriots. Because they don't have an idea what that flag originally stood for, what it was all about. And nor do they care. Let's just be honest. Right? And this is not going to stop anytime soon. This is going to happen to small communities all across the country. And I read this and I say this and I speak to you because some of you are, you know, I've encouraged to run for office, to get involved, to get engaged. You need to understand, this is what's coming at you, and don't you dare let it stop you or slow you down. Don't you dare let them spin, tweak, send misinformation like this. Don't let them do it. You call them out. That's how you slow them down. That's how you stop them. You call them out. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, because we're going to talk about taking our country back. How you do it? How do you take a stand and make it work? We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Listen, Real Sound of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed. Seriously, I tell you all the time, don't take the latest tweet you got and run with it, or latest story that somebody sent you. Make sure it's real. Make sure it's true, so we're not sitting here trying to clean up the mess afterward. And not that I have to do it for everybody, but really, when you get too far over to one side, it really gets crazy trying to straighten things out. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. If you don't want to call in, but you have a question, a comment, there's a chat room on the website, therealside.com chat room there, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. My next guest is Rick, blessed to teach, and he's not afraid to embrace all those extremist words like, you know, God and patriot and country and all that fun stuff. Rick, great to have you with me today. I appreciate your time.
All right, Joe, it's a pleasure to be on the real side here.
Well, listen, let me tell you, in watching the video, we're going to put the video up later on my website, but in watching the video you have, where you lay out what you believe in plain, simple English, which you don't see much of today, what pushed you to do this? Why are you reaching out like this?
Yeah, it's amazing to me when I was woken up by my 17-year-old son at the time, about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was just shocking to see how many people were so asleep and how the media was just lying to me. I thought Trump was a bombastic idiot, right? Because I was watching the mainstream media, and when I learned how great of a guy he was, it was like, wow, I've got to tell everybody that the media is lying. It's Operation Mockingbird. And what happened? I put it on Facebook Live, and we lost about half our friends.
I can see that happen. I see it happen all the time where people go, I didn't know you believed like that. And then they see, you know, they're gone. It's just craziness, you know, going somewhere to happen. But seriously, you know, when you put the truth out there, now you're dealing a lot of your Christian friends are looking at this going, wait, no, what are you talking about? I mean, that man is so nasty. Why would you support him in any way, shape, manner, or form? Why would you support him?
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, that's what the media is doing on purpose, right? It's a color revolution. The whole Saul Alinsky tactics is to divide us and divide us every way they possibly can by race and religion and class. And they do not want a united states because a united states, you can't have a new world order with the United States, right?
Right. No, and not only that, look, they don't want us united because we're powerful when we're united. When you look at what they did to us, especially here in California, you know, when they look at how hard they push to keep people from worshiping, keep people from getting together, you know, being a church together, learning together, holding each other up, encouraging each other with prayer and other things. They couldn't have that because we're a pretty strong group when we can get together like that. You agree?
Yeah, exactly right. And that is a part of this whole isolation. And, you know, when I surveyed my audience, which is like yours, a lot of red-pilled Christian patriots, a lot of them, they felt either completely disrespected because they were put as the conspiracy theory category, right? Or number two, they felt lonely. Or number three, they felt helpless. Right, and that's another reason I want to get involved, is to make sure we can turn that around and make people feel, hey, here's how you can actually explain truth in a great fashion and fight these guys back and not be disrespected. Number two, getting in communities. I got a couple of communities so you can actually feel involved and loved and supported. And three, you're not helpless. There's a spiritual fog out there, but we can cut through that spiritual fog, help your kids, help you be able to share God's word in a way that is combined with truth of the Constitution and the Patriot Movement.
Yeah, it is interesting how many parents, too, are not paying attention to what the kids are hearing, what they're dealing with, what they're doing, you know, on a regular basis and that kind of thing. Now, you are on a mission to help fellow deplatformed patriots.
I mean, yeah.
What do you got? You got a whole bunch of money you don't know what to do with it? You're helping us fight Facebook because they got the... I always joke with this. When you people push really hard to fight Facebook or Twitter, it's like arguing with the guy that has control of the hold button. You know, you're on hold for 40 minutes, and he picked up the phone, and you go, so what took you? I mean, I've been on hold for 45 minutes. Hello? Hello? You know, they hang up on you. How do you fight Facebook? How are you going to fight these things?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is to have funding models that are outside it. Like, for instance, I was a very well-paid consultant for years. My last day was Friday, so I've been working for 2 years to completely refund myself with new models. And that's why I help other deplatform patriots kind of figure out, is if you look at the big pharma and their fake drugs that are supposed to help people. I've had two friends die of opioid addictions, and I've had my wife's friend relative just committed suicide because they felt lonely and helpless, like we were talking about, and disrespected. And so my goal is to get the deplatformed patriots to be in new funding models and to be able to actually have a machine that will actually allow them to fund themselves despite YouTube not giving them any funding, Patreon being ripped from me and everybody else. We will be able to fund ourselves and win in this movement.
Yeah, it's really funny. Patreon, my friends were running over there one time. We seem to be on the front end of some of these things at times, and we were one of the first ones that Patreon was holding our money back, holding back on, or what have you. I recently had an issue with the GoFundMe people
a while back when trying to put some money together there, and they were like, your activity could be considered criminal. Have a nice day. So it's almost impossible to get things. So we are looking at other solutions, other ways, you know, getting the message out, for instance, to your point. I actually have a fairly large email list, and I had people sending me copies of screenshots. When they would get the email, there'd be kind of a notice that came up over the email. Never seen it before. And it says, this email is known to come from a spam site. You know, proceed with caution kind of thing. And that's Google doing that. You know, going through the system, right?
So it's not just
people
Google,
don't realize
right?
that this is a big deal. They got a lot of control, don't they?
Yes, and if you really look at it, and that's my whole passion and message, is guys, they've taken over all seven mountains of cultural influence, right? And we need to go fight in all seven of those. So I hear a lot of people saying, help, go get involved in your local community, which is awesome, right? And go get involved in run for office. That's awesome. But that's the academia mountain only in the elementary area usually, right? Or in the junior highs maybe, in high school, but it's not. What about the colleges and academia there? That's a bigger problem, I believe, that we have in many, as far as indoctrination. And so we've got the spiritual mountain, the family mountain, the business mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, the education, and also the arts and entertainment. What about great people? So I want people to find what their real passion area is and make sure they go fight in that area, right? And that's exactly what I want to have massive number of teams, small, efficient teams in every one of the seven mountains go actually win the culture war. And so that's why I call it the culture war impactor. I want to make people impactors. And that includes the funding models they need to actually maybe have full-time careers in it.
Yes, it's funny. I'm going to joke with you and say, you must be listening to my show, because this is what I've been screaming forever. Is look, find that thing that turns you on in your community. Find that one thing you can get behind. Forget all this other garbage, because you can't chase the red dot, you know, on the wall, and go for that one thing and make a difference. Hey, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more going on. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. Really, we will be right back. I promise.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Elsa has now strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now features sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, with some higher gusts recorded. The storm is expected to make landfall mid-morning on Wednesday, somewhere between Tampa Bay and the Big Bend section of Florida's west coast. And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will now face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-55. Let me try that again because it keeps screwing it up. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. We just, for some of you who just tuned in, go, what was he talking about? All right, we recently changed the name of the show. Same show, same guy sitting here in the seat, but for years, you know, I've been thinking about it and finally decided, look, I'm the only guy who does the show anyhow. And when people look for me, they can't find me, and so we decided, all right, the Joe Messina Show is the way to go. So you're going to see changes coming to the website, to all kinds of stuff, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. We've got new coffee mugs coming, so if you are part of the team, the donation team, you'll be getting your coffee mug, too, as soon as they start to come in. Apparently, somehow, COVID-19 is slowing down coffee mugs. It must love coffee or whatever. I've had it with the excuses. I wish I knew how to make them myself. Anyway, Rick Blessed to Teach is with me. He's not afraid to embrace all those extremist words that we embrace on this show on a regular basis. Not afraid to hit this stuff head on. And again, you know what? Some of you get all nervous and wigged out about this. Some of you Trump supporters got nervous and all wigged out about the way he talked. Let me tell you what. Maybe you forgot how Jesus was when he was in the merchant part of the temple. Maybe you forgot, that the woman that was the adulteress. Remember, he looked at her. Now, maybe you might consider it mean when he looked at her and said, hey, where were your accusers? And he didn't say, go have some more fun. He looked at her and said, hey, go sin no more. Go sin no more. Apparently what she was doing wasn't the right thing, and he wasn't afraid to tell her that. Anyway, Rick, thanks for being with me. Always, it's a pleasure to have you with me.
Yeah, it's been awesome to be on the new Joe Messina Show. I love it.
There you go. Yeah, it's easier to find when I use my name. And besides, it doesn't take up as much room on the header of the website, so it's good.
There you go. Yeah. That's perfect.
But, one of the things you talk about here, again, when it comes to the deplatforming of some of us, and a lot of us have been deplatformed in many ways, it's not just that they take users away. It's like on Twitter where... They took 40,000+ away from us, and it seems like it just takes forever to grow it again. So you're not easy to find, and people will say they can't find you. And I tried to explain to my listening audience, because I'm sure I'm not the only one they listen to, but there are other commentators out there that are struggling through, because that's where they made a good bulk of their money, on social media. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and this is a purposeful move to try to silence us. But it's not going to work, right? And what it's going to do is it's going to make us stronger, because now we do have new platforms coming up that are very powerful. We've got the new Getter platform out there. We've got the Cloud Hub that's just now doing live streaming now, which I love to do. And you just have so many new platforms that are coming up that we are now being found. And people are starting to find us because this is big tech move they're doing actually woke more people up that want to follow us, because they're going, wow, that's just not right. So it's all going to backfire. It's just like almost everything the deep state does. It's just going to boomerang and backfire right on them.
But you've been in this business a long time. You've been in the marketing business and so forth. My concern in these areas is that we're going to spread this out so thin. And so, you know, a guy like me who is supposed to try to get the information out as many places as I can. I mean, I'm looking now as we're talking, and there's what, 8 or 9 different outlets now. I mean, outlets that are a lot more than that, but I mean, outlets that are actually there making a difference, and you're out and open to. How do you do that without spreading it so thin?
Yeah, that is going to be a big challenge. I think that's going to be helpful when Trump decides, you know, where is he going on and where is he going to actually be live. And I think there's going to be a consolidation that ends up happening. You know, and it's not easy putting together these platforms, right? You see frankspeech.com. I'm on there now, but it's really their global rollout and their technology just wasn't there, right? Same with right. 107 with 107 Daily. But what I'm seeing on Getter and Cloud Hub and others, once Trump picks one of those, I think it's going to really help us consolidate and get all the audience there. They're going to find their favorite people, not spread out all over the place. So I mean, I think it's a matter of months. In fact, Roger Stone, who I interviewed just a few weeks ago, has put the 3-step plan together. And his first plan is just that. We need to stop building platforms like Parler did on AWS and use independent platforms and come together and have a place where we can all congregate and
you're saying the same thing I did. I just bust somebody's bubble in one of the chat rooms because he was all excited about Getter. And I said, here's my problem with Getter, is they're on the AWS platform. They're built totally on Amazon.
Is it really?
Within weeks of
that, I did not realize that. That was not a good move. That's what Parler did.
No. Yeah. And within weeks of them starting to do that, what ended up happening was, you know, I've talked to a few people already who have had their pages taken down because of some of the content they put up. Now, I'm sure the people who put Getter together didn't necessarily jump in to pull them down. But I think the bottom line what happened was, you know, AWS probably said, hey, you see these people? You see this group? You see this conversation? We're not having it. We're not going to have it on our platform. There are a couple of others out there that, again, I'm not promoting or whatever these. You've got, I think Gab is on its own platform, I believe. And then you've got Spreely also on their own platform. And then what was the other one? Oh, God. There's another one that PolitiChatter is on its own platform and another one. I can go through them because, you know, they send me information all the time. And those are the questions I always ask. Are you on AWS? How are you getting your information out? Does it require Apple? Do you have to be on the Apple store or the Android store to get your application? I mean, those are legitimate concerns, are they not?
No question about it, because big tech is showing their colors, and like I said, that's going to backfire because now we are finding a way to build platforms mm-hmm. without them, and it's going to happen. And now it's not going to happen as fast as we want, and it's going to be a painful time period in the transition, but we will get there.
Oh, no question. I agree with you that one, maybe two of these will come rise to the top. It's still there, and I don't want to put it down at all because I know the people that run it and their heart's in the right place. But there was a place called MegaBook, okay? And that one there, I mean, we got a bunch of followers right off the bat, but they're all truly hard. If you are a hardcore right wing, you know, Trump at any cost for any reason, then MegaBook's a great place to go because it is Trump conversation, if you would. But I think he's pigeonholed himself because there used to be one that was a TeaPartyPatriots.com. And it looked exactly like Facebook, and that's what happened. When that started to float away, or that term started to float away, that one kind of died, you know, dried up and died. So, and to your point, the live streaming is a big deal as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because live streaming, pretty much, I go live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, but I'm on my five YouTube channels. I'm on my third channel. Got two strikes on each of those, and one strike on each of them. I'm sorry, but I'm having to play whack-a-mole with them and move every time I get a strike, right? But the technology, the cabal bought up the technology. That's what they do. They make these fake billionaires who buy up all the technology. They just like Facebook buys up WhatsApp and they buy up Instagram, and they and that's what YouTube did. They bought the best streaming technologies, including all these type of user interfaces that made it incredibly easy to use. And so it takes a while for us to catch up. And so that is going to be the biggest challenge that we have to consolidate. But again. They blew it here now, because now you're waking up more people. More people are wanting to follow us and they're supporting us, right? So obviously after live streaming, you can go to BitChute and Rumble and Brighteon and YouTube now. And I've got my own platform, my backstage platform, and my blessedteach.com. So eventually, even though my viewership is distributed, it's still growing. And we plug through this. We're going to make it.
I have to do the same thing. I have to aggregate it. When I'm looking for sponsors, I aggregate it out to show really, truly how many faces, how many eyes we hit, what we're on. I mean, we're blessed to be on GCM with the Genesis Communication Network, the radio stations. I'm still a big believer in terrestrial radio. I know the younger folks are not plugged into terrestrial like some of the older folks are, but again, to get the message out, one of the places that can't stop us is on terrestrial radio. They'll figure it out eventually, but...
They'll try to censor everything. Even Sidney Powell is being censored on the billboards, right? Yep. As an example. So they're doing everything they possibly can. Why? Because they are scared to death. This is the deep state panic, and I love it.
Oh, when you look at what was it—the walk-away movement. I don't know if you were tracking that. I was tracking that last year, and I was talking about it and playing some of the clips. A majority of those clips, they gave Prager University a big thumbs up, because they said, look, I had never heard this stuff before. I've been a Democrat all my life. My mother was a Democrat. My dad was a Democrat. When I started hearing some of the stuff coming up on Prager U, I wasn't aware. And that's why I'm no longer a Democrat. Now, I don't care if they go to the Republican Party. I just want them to come out of the devil's den. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Showman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back with more.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Are you going to catch me again? You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. If you want to get a text alert, you don't like the emails. I don't like the emails, honestly. I don't like them either. So if you want a text alert, simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And the beauty behind that is you can stop them at any time. It's really simple. And all I do is let you know the show is starting. Here's what's going down. And just click the... I make it brainless for you. You really don't have to work at this stuff. You know, and like the government, I give it to you for free. So you all, we also have an Android and Apple app where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can actually call from the app. There's so much you can do from that. It'll list our, you know, latest posts and stories and what have you. Just a million ways to get involved. And you need to get involved and you need to get engaged, but you need to get informed first. That's why I bring on people to have a clue so they can help you get informed. Rick Bless the Teach is on with me. He's not afraid to embrace all those words. Well, you know, this is nothing new to you guys because you hear this stuff on this show all the time. I'm not afraid of all these words either, and the way to shut them down, the way to shut down the left or anybody along those lines, is when you show them you're not afraid, you call them out on it, you put it back on them. You know, Rick, I've been talking about it a little bit. I'm on a school board, and there was a young lady. I don't want to embarrass her, but she was so excited. She was doing this presentation, and she talked about restorative justice. That's what she was talking about. In such a fashion to where it almost was like I should feel bad that I didn't know what it meant. So she's going on and on, and finally I stopped her, and I said, look, everybody up here has a college degree except for me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And I said, I'm that white guy that people always pick on because I don't get it. I got to tell you, I don't get it. Could you explain to me what restorative justice means? And she couldn't. She danced around it, and she couldn't. I said, you don't understand it and can't explain it, then I can't do anything with it. So I went on to ask her a few more questions, and then one of my compadres said, back off, because he knew what I was doing. I was trying to show, look, you come off with this stuff, you make parents feel bad because they don't get, they think, well, look, she's well educated, she knows what she's talking about, she must be right, we should do that. No, parents don't do that. Question everything about your kids. But Rick has been encouraging me, we can take it back. We can win this back, can't we, Rick?
No question about it. And it really has to do with getting people in their passion area and make sure that you pick one area and go attack it with other Christian patriots of the same passion area, right? And that is what I love to do. And in fact, I'd like to teach people how the cultural war was lost and how we're starting to win it back, right? So there's those seven mountains of cultural influence we talked about. But the three primary cultural influences we gave up. For instance, there was a survey, Joe, that was real interesting. It was the Belief in God survey, where general population, 93% of them believed in God, right? 93% of the population of the United States at this point in time. It's a 1998 survey, but it's really, really telling. Guess what? Those 7% took over 98% of the media. Those 7% that didn't believe in God took over 97% of arts and entertainment. So we gave up also education and academia, media, arts and entertainment. All three of those, they're the three primary cultural influences. So we need patriots, Christian patriots, that will jump into those mountains, not just the other. So we need warriors in all seven mountains. And so anyway, I just think that's a big area that we need to go attack.
Well, I think we do everything small areas at a time. And I am in full agreement with Rand Paul that says, look, first of all, let's be honest about it. The most important position in your town, city, wherever you're at, is school board. Why? Because that's where they're teaching the kids about government, about history, about what they can do and can't do. And right now, if you look at what's happening, look at what's going on in the streets, this is all because those kids were taught to hate this country. Right? They were taught that they had rights and they should be able to do things that they don't have rights to do. And they shouldn't be able to do. But I've got to take it back. Where were the parents? Where are our Christian parents? Where are our strong, quote-unquote, patriots? Are they talking to those kids? Are they talking to their nieces and nephews? Are they worried about not seeing them again? Let me tell you what. My wife and I talked about this years ago. We've lived by it. I don't care if you keep our grandkids from us because I've told you the truth about something. It's not my job. My job is to make sure you have everything you need to succeed. And then, if you don't take advantage of it, it's on you, not me, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And what you just said there is exactly right. Is at the local level can grow to be national influence, right? And I see that. I go to these Clay Clark conferences that are in Anaheim and Tulsa and go in Tampa, where I see all these people coming together with boldness and actually getting involved in these local areas, right? But again, that has to be across all seven mountains. You've got to find out what you are most passionate about and actually get involved. And making sure that you understand who your elected officials are at these different school boards and county levels and state levels, not just the national level, which most of us focus on. This is way down, like you said, and I'm so proud of you being a Christian patriot involved in the school board, right? That's not usual.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah, no question at all. In fact, Joe, I have a free gift of those of you listeners who would like it. That is just to talk about what are these seven mountains? What how did they take them over? And how do we kind of consolidate and take it back? right? It's just a little PDF, free PDF if they're interested. It's blessedteach.com/free gift. Blessed with the number 2, teach.com/free gift. And I think if people will understand and say, hey, if I'm called to go fight big tech, I'm going to go fight there. I was called to fight media, right? You were called to go fight education. And media, right? You're a media as well. But what about family in the spiritual area where all these sleeping churches that are fighting right now that need to, using the Johnson Amendment to sleep like we talked about, we need to fight in all 7 areas. Which one are you going to attack? Attack with us because we can do this.
And don't be afraid to reach out for help. I mean, a lot of our brothers and sisters are afraid to reach out for help or ask for guidance or what have you. And I would say the same thing. Look, we've probably fought or hit some of the walls you've already hit. Let us help you through it, you know? And yeah, we can open doors for you maybe that you can't open.
Yeah, and the Joel Machino Show and some people like this are on the front lines. And so support them, you know, whether it's donations or whether you're listening and sharing broadcasts like the Joel Machino Show, because they're the ones on the front line of fighting the big corporate media. And it's so exciting to see. So and again, if you feel disrespected because of you're awake now, if you feel lonely or if you feel actually helpless because of the spiritual fog that's out there and not able to help your children, this is not the time to give up. Get with other Christian patriots. Get in the community. Fight with them. It's going to be an exciting time to win the culture back from the culture war here.
Yeah, and the other thing you need to encourage people also is don't give in when they start to attack you, because that's what they do. And you know, I've been doing this show for over 12 years now, and I was joking at one point in time. I said, the sad thing is that 10 years ago, if somebody had said, Joe, man, I listened to the show today, you had a lot of racist stuff going on, I would have stopped and got back and listened to the show. Said, okay, what did I do? What did I say? But now, I just blow it off because they use racist for everything. It's the word that's so offensive that they think they can back you in the corner. And I look at them and just go, yeah, really? What did I say? Specifically tell me what I said that was racist. And it shuts them down. They have no place to go.
Yeah, it's color revolution, Solinsky tactics, division. They don't want to talk about issues. They want to make sure everybody knows that Republicans hate everybody, right? Which is just the opposite if you really get down to it.
So, I'm laughing because somebody just sent me, let me see, Getter got hacked. Their infrastructure is crap. It's a poop-flavored lollipop. All right, Getter. Yeah. I'm just repeating what somebody else said. Anyhow, that was funny. But it is true. It's people trying to get all these places to get their message out. And I get it. And again, I want to say before we run out of time, it's been a pleasure having you on. Secondly, you're so right. You're so right about people. If it's education, and I'll tell you what, one of the most, people don't realize this, but one of the most powerful positions, if you don't, education, God hasn't put that in your heart, one of the most powerful positions in a city is water board. They control what gets built, what doesn't get built, if they can supply enough water for it, what your water bill is, and so forth. So check out the lay of the land before you decide, you know, what you want to do and how you're going to do it. Do you agree?
Yeah, that is interesting. No problem. I mean, I think that is what you just said there is like opening up to what ways you could get involved mm-hmm. that you may not have thought of, right? And I just looked up media as an example. There's like the Chosen as an example of totally crowdfunded movie that's just awesome. That's way better than what Hollywood's putting out right now, right? And I think we're going to see more of that. That's people getting involved in arts and entertainment. So if you get involved with your local government or in media, or you want to get involved in running for an office, or you want to open up a business that's a Christian business that's going to fight, there's just so many areas that we can fight in. So pick one and go do it.
Yep, I so much agree with you. Hey, it's been a blessing having you on with me today. Tell people again where they can find you.
Yeah. So blessedteach.com, blessed with the number 2, teach.com, and /free gift for the free gift. And it's been so fun to be on the Joe Messina Show, especially with the new name now.
Yep. There you go. I'll get used to it, too, eventually. It took me forever to get used to my book name. All right. So hang tight. I want to talk to you after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. We're here every day. Hopefully you will be, too. Listen, people, God bless. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.